created for purpose, a unique genetic blueprint from the moment of conception. DNA woven together to determine gender, eye color, hair color, fearfully and wonderfully made. Valued beyond measure. Our culture says life is disposable. Her rights matter most. It's not really a baby. And it's all one big choice. But God created us in His own image and whispered, "I have called you by name. You are mine." In the United States, abortion is legal throughout the entire pregnancy, totally unrestricted. Most recently, abortion has been boxed up in the form of two little pills and a promise to make it all go away. What will you do to make a difference for life? How can you be a voice? Will you help save a life? There are over 2,700 pregnancy centers in the United States, serving men and women free of charge and full of hope, providing pregnancy tests, life-affirming counsel, abortion recovery, classes, clothing, and diapers. Many centers offer the first glimpse of a woman's baby in the womb, displaying the magnificence of creation and the precious beats of a tiny heart, perfectly formed and fashioned by the one who created them. They serve faithfully, love well, encourage. They are hope dealers. They need volunteers, your prayers, and your financial support. Will you please give generously and help make a difference for life today?
Amen. Well, Wendy has been the director, I'm not sure, is it going on 3 years? Going on 3 years. And you have been a gift to CareNet and to the community. And we are just overwhelmed to have you here, in our community and being the executive director of CareNet. And I know it's a team effort, but they need somebody that's the point person who's kind of keeping the compass going in the right direction, and you've just been a tremendous gift, and I just want to welcome you. But I meant to do that the second the video was over. The children, you can go with Mrs. Fulman and be dismissed for Sunday school. So thank you for your faithfulness in taking these children. And, you know, these are the fruit of the womb, you know, that God has blessed us with. So have a great class, guys. Wendy, we're just honored to have you here and come and share with us this morning. Welcome, Wendy Swick.
Thank you so much. It is such a privilege to be here. When I look at this congregation, I see one of the co-founders, two of the co-founders, and Tim and Lori, your pastor and his wife. I see our board president, John Gearhart. I see our office manager, Sharon, and our client services manager, Leanne. And I see Kurt Fulman, one of our two and very faithful male client service, peer counselors, as a volunteer, and I see Gail Allen, who prays faithfully weekly at the center every Tuesday morning, virtually every Tuesday morning. We're together praying first thing to start the week off right. And honestly, your pastor was not kidding when he said it is a team effort, and it is such a privilege, as Sharon often says, to be there. It's really not like going to work, even though every woman I see working there gives more than 100% every day. And where's Char? Is Char here today? Oh, Char. Char made these. I don't know if you've seen her happy tears tissue boxes or tissue packages, but Sharon brought me one of those because almost every day I have happy tears and often am joined by the other ladies with what God is doing. What is God doing? I'm going to start out with a scripture that talks about what He's doing. And Jesus talks to us, and He says in John 15:15, if you have a Bible, with you. I know y'all have Bibles. If you have them with you, it's John 15:15. And I love this because he says, I no longer call you servant because a servant doesn't know his or her master's business. Instead, I call you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. And that's astounding, isn't it? That the God who created the universe calls you and calls me his friend and tells us what he's invites us to do it with him. That's the deal. That's the bottom line. We get to co-labor with him. That's what, there's no greater privilege. So I am just humbled that he lets me do this with you all. And so what is now Karenette's perspective, here's what I see. I see that he's establishing a strong ministry among fathers. He's focusing on abortion-minded and determined men and women. He's expressing his compassionate heart to heal his children, many of whom have been abused or rejected. And I noticed that song today, Jen, was and worship team, that said, Jesus stills every fear, or stills our fears. And so many of the people who come to us come fearful, with unexpected pregnancies, maybe an STI, unknowns, lack of support. And we have seen over and over again that Jesus does in fact still our fears, and we're so privileged to be a part of that process. He's cementing in his children his trait of generosity more than ever before. As the world gets darker, the church is getting brighter and brighter. You, me, every one of us, shining brighter individually and especially corporately, because what we do corporately is to bring heaven to earth. And he is using you and me to accomplish these things. Some people might think it's presumptuous to say that we know what God is doing. But Jesus told us that he himself told us those things. Father told us, he tells us. He also said that God gave him all power. He said, you therefore, I give it to you, you go. So there's, I think if the church or individuals err on one side or the other, it maybe is on the side of not trusting enough that we can hear God's voice and that we can be filled with his power to bring, to be his change agents in the world. So let's keep asking for more. That's in 2020, we're saying, more, Lord, please. The world is darker and we need more of you brought through us. At CareNet Center of Greater Orleans, we've been encouraged by the fact that God's told us to, what he's told us to focus on locally, he's also been saying to CareNet centers and other centers around the country, and I'm assuming around the world. For example, ministry among fathers. CareNet National has recently brought on Alex Hedinga, a young man who was a professional violinist, crazy talented violinist. He came to a CareNet conference as a guest musician, as part of an orchestra and like a fundraising effort. And God got a hold of him, and now he's heading up this thing called the Fatherhood Initiative, which is very exciting. This spring, Kurt and Randy LeBaron, who also volunteers with us, will go as our male representatives to this Fatherhood Initiative, and very excitingly, it's at Tony Evans Church in Texas, and it's going to be, Leanne and I, we all wish we could be women, wish we could be flies on the wall to experience the power that's going to be present as those men seek God's heart for the fathers whom we know have oftentimes been missing or weak in families and in non-families where children are conceived and raised. And so we want to see fatherhood come to a new place in 2022 and beyond. In 2021, 21% of our clients were male. Going forward, the ratio of male to female clients may or may not change, because we want to see more men and women come, but we do believe for more men for in 2022, and would ask you to pray with us for that. In 2021, we ran a group for women called Healing the Heartbreak of Abortion, and soon we'll be offering such a group for men. It's easy to forget that for every abortion, that there is a father who is affected by this decision. Whether he makes the decision, she does, or they both do, if they make it together, the guilt and the shame and the grief, all of the same things that The mother experiences are very real for the father as well, and very often unexpressed. And these may lead and probably usually do to the same fruit of self-destructive patterns which often follow abortions. Victoria Robinson was our virtual guest speaker for our 2021 gala, and she testified that 10 years after she had an abortion, she phoned her ex-boyfriend to tell him that she forgave him for the decision that they had made. They hadn't seen each other during that time period, and when he heard her voice on the phone, he broke out bawling, just bawling, and he said, "I've been waiting for 10 years to talk about this," and he said, "For 8 years I've been seeing a counselor." God has put in our hands powerful curriculum written by post-abortive authors who, and he guided them to create this effective material that takes men and women through the healing process. Of course, each group's leader will be led by the Holy Spirit to meet the unique needs of every individual who participates in the group, but the material itself is powerfully anointed for use for this purpose. And when God first let us know that we were to offer these groups to post-abortive parents, two women and one man came to me, and the man said to me, "Wendy, I want God to use my experience to help other men, and now is the time for us to launch that. I will first go through that material with a peer counselor and with that man who came to me last year, and we will go through it together, and then those men can go forward leading men to healing." And the process is so beautiful. There's a recognition of what all has happened, you know, an acknowledgement of the sin, but also an acknowledgement that God will forgive. There's a repentance and a forgiveness. There's an allowance to grieve and room in those group meetings to grieve. And then after that, there is a celebration of that baby's life. And I cannot tell you how beautiful and how healing that for my first time through that was with a mom. It's wonderful. So we ask you to pray for this process as we start these groups for men and continue them for women, please. Now, focusing on abortion-minded men and women. When women discover that they're unexpectedly pregnant and don't welcome the news, often one of the first things they do is go to their phones, their cell phones, and Google abortion or pregnant, terms that are going to help them find resources to deal with their crisis situation. In March of 2021, we began advertising with Google Ads to reach these women primarily, but also men, with our services. We learned that our ads needed to change regularly to continue to pop up when somebody would conduct such a search. And so we hired a group called Life Advancement Group. That was founded by two young men whose goal it is to work with God to save lives, inspired by the example of Oskar Schindler, who saved many Jewish lives during the Holocaust. And abortion is, of course, a Holocaust in its own right. Oh, I'm going to interrupt myself for a minute to say there are Al and Diane. They're also our CareNet, part of our CareNet team. They have kept us in chocolate, and that's no small thing. But they pray, they give, they are there moving supplies before and after events, and probably there are others among you here. Tim Archer, I know y'all are supportive of CareNet, so thank you all. This is all you. When I say we're doing this, it's we're doing this, right? That's a given. And Doug, who's brought clients to us from the school and who's helping us get a sound system of our own so we don't have to tax other people for theirs regularly. So back to the Holocaust that we are dealing with of our own, abortion being legalized in the U.S. in 73, thanks in large part to Margaret Sanger's work. You're probably aware that one of her objectives, in her own words, was to eradicate the Negro population. I quote a paragraph from America, the Jesuit Review. It says, "One of Sanger's most cherished initiatives was the Negro Project, which targeted predominantly black neighborhoods for birth control programs and recruited African-American leaders to persuade minority populations of the value of contraception and sterilization. In a 1939 letter to Clarence Gamble, Sanger revealed the racial underpinnings of her delicate project, saying, quote again, "We don't want word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the African-American minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members." Can we just stop and shake our heads for a minute, please? Even Planned Parenthood leadership knew enough to eventually recommend the removal of Margaret Sanger's name from their facilities when it was impossible to hide her writings, which exposed her motives for pushing an agenda for abortion, sterilization, and birth control among multiple different populations. Our staff has received some training in communicating with abortion-minded callers, and this involves inviting them to make an appointment for a free ultrasound. Even if a woman's planning to have an abortion, you may know that an ultrasound is required beforehand. The woman is supposed to be shown the ultrasound image, but apparently that doesn't always happen. At CareNet, we want to help mothers see the baby's heartbeats, and make a very informed decision. And I'm sure you know that we do not refer for or recommend abortions. We do not support abortion in any stretch. We have adoption options that we can present to moms who aren't ready to parent or fathers who aren't ready to parent. But most often, the clients we see who choose to carry their babies also choose to parent. And then we're there to help provide parenting support, from classes to material aid for those who need it, a listening ear, prayer, cry on our shoulders, all sorts of support that's needed is available. And we also link folks up, as you probably know, with services they need that we don't provide, because we don't do everything. Whenever possible, Leanne, as our client services manager, accompanies mothers when they receive ultrasounds. She talks with them while the nurses do their work, taking measurements, etc. And after the ultrasounds, Leanne will show them the rest of our facilities and explain to them the services that we provide, because we want everyone to know that support is here. They don't need to make a rash decision based on a lack of sensed or real support. Another thing that God is doing is expressing his compassionate heart to heal his children. And I love that song, you know, again, that he stills fears and he heals broken hearts. I'm going to start out this section with some client quotes, if you don't mind, because clients best express their own experiences. I like using fresh, recent experiences whenever I share what's happening in person like this. And also when I write thank you notes, I hope that you'll rejoice with us as we see what God is doing. One new client on her second visit told Leanne, she said, "I can tell you my first impression of CareNet." She said, I felt like I was supposed to be here. I received such a warm welcome along with a relative who accompanied her. She said, "It almost made me cry as the ladies greeted me more warmly and genuinely than people I know do. Even though these ladies were strangers to me, I've never experienced that before. I've had many appointments at other places where I felt like a number or a non-person. If other places could make people feel this way when they enter through their doors, then the world would be a much happier place." This woman had suffered multiple abuse over her lifetime, and we're so pleased that God's brought her to us, and we know that he intends to do beautiful healing. She's just been with us twice now, so we know that great things are ahead. On January 12th, Leanne sent me this quote from her notes on a client session with her that day. I'll use the term blank instead of the name. Blank expressed, I'm sorry, start again. Blank stressed how blessed she had been by her involvement in CareNet. She stated that when she first moved here, there were two neighbors who treated her very badly. Their neighbors are much better now. She stated that there were people who treated them badly in Guatemala, which is why they moved here. She said she's always telling her husband that people at CareNet treat her with dignity and respect. She will eternally be grateful for how much we do for her. I recently interviewed with somebody from a team from the United Way Grant Committee after submitting a proposal to them for some finances. One of them inquired about our cost per person figure for services, dividing our annual budget by the number of individual clients whom we saw in 2021. This sounds like reasonable math, right? And it was a very good question. But I made two points. One is that behind every client who comes through our doors, there's a whole family who's benefiting from those services. Often the client comes to appointments with their children and or their parents, and we love it when we get to see the children, don't we, ladies? Whether others are present for the appointments or not, though, the whole family is benefiting from the services the woman received, whether it's healing, teaching on parenting skills, material aid that she receives, like diapers and clothing, car seats, etc. And the other point I made is that a monetary value cannot be placed on the majority of services that we provide. I know you get this. Whether it's the choice to allow a baby to live, finding healing from abuse, coming to know God's love and forgiveness, there is no monetary value that can be placed on those things. So not only is each person who comes through our door treated, we hope and believe, as God would have us treat them, and not just clients, but volunteers, staff, donors, but I've seen our staff go the extra mile above and beyond. As situations become known, and I'm sorry, I always cry. I can't help it. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, I think. And I was a missionary for 20 years in foreign countries, but what I see right here in Orleans County, you can't top this. Leanne composed a letter to a regional church on behalf of a client and her family who've experienced multiple tragedies in 2021 and prior. They're in a very hard place. But with Leanne's involvement, we've arranged for pickup and delivery of food donations from two churches and from individuals, and making some donations ourselves. Leanne collaborated with her pastor and church treasurer to establish a fund called Hope Fund to benefit his family and perhaps others in the future. And I'm just going to do a little aside here, because there's nothing like pleasing the heart of God. And I have to tell you that what I see in Leanne and Sharon and Joni, our new nurse manager, they honor God with what they do behind the scenes, is what they do, as well as what they do in public. And when I see, for example, Leanne submitting an idea to her pastor because it would involve the larger church before considering implementing it, every once in a while I get the privilege of feeling God's heart and just how much pleasure He's taking, and I just fall apart. You know, I'm in a puddle on the floor when that happens. It's that relationship is the most important relationship we'll ever have. And these ladies are his daughters, and he just is thrilled with the way they honor him. I just want to say that publicly. Oh, thank you. I just use the happy tears thing as a prop in my office. I don't actually open the tissues. Thank you. Thanks, Matt. And I've got to say, I'll tell you what, our husbands behind the scenes, too, are something else. They put up with a lot of, not only put up with their wives being gone to do extra things, but and baking at home and doing work at home, but they also get involved themselves, helping with events and things, and we're grateful for these godly men of ours. Okay, sorry. So our staff has stayed late, come early, skipped lunches, taken work home, and done whatever it takes to meet the needs of those we serve. I don't know how often Sharon's jumped up in the middle of lunch to take calls and to serve incoming clients and donors with love and grace. I love an expression that Sharon uses. It's not like coming to work. It's such a privilege to be here, and it's absolutely true. God has established in your hearts, the hearts of you, his beloved children, in your hearts, a generosity like his own. This is evidenced in the fact that our center's bank balance is healthy, even though we couldn't hold our largest fundraiser, which is a banquet, in the last 2 years because of COVID. We are planning a banquet, by the way, this April with Dr. Steve Hammond as speaker. And if you can come, I highly recommend it. He performed over 700 abortions, and then when his wife had a premature baby, he watched that baby struggling for survival and the doctor struggling to save him, and he was convicted that abortion was wrong, and he quit. Then he got saved, and he found God's forgiveness. So he's got a lot to share with us. So please come and bring friends. But as soon as I posted on Facebook that we were running low on diapers of size 4, 5, and 6, because they are our most popular sizes and most in demand right now, one of the ladies went out into the hallway, and there was a big stack of 4, 5, and 6 diapers waiting for us, dropped off anonymously. Then friends and people we barely know called and ordered them and had them sent to our houses. Since we can't receive mail packages at the center, we were bringing them in from home because they were being sent to us via Amazon. And then a woman from a Catholic ladies group came in just Thursday and brought in a cart full with two stacks as tall as she is, just about. So we just look at each other and we say we're never surprised, but we're always in awe of what God does. It's so above and beyond what we could ask or imagine, and yet that's who he is, that's how he is, and that's what he does. So we're not really surprised, and yet our jaws are still on the floor because it's so cool to to see and experience. And here I have Al and Diane Woodall written in with their chocolate gifts. And I wanted to say, because, John, would you hold your sign up again for a minute, please? And everybody would take a look at his sign. Everybody read it with me, will you? I am pro-abundant life. Let's read it again. I am pro-abundant life. Those are the words of God, and those should be our words. And I'll tell you what, it's so cool to know that it's not just for one person or just a few or certain populations. It's for all of us. And just to emphasize that, I want to say that in addition to us seeing God provide so well for our clients, he blesses our socks off. We had one donor send us a Christmas card with money for our ladies to have lunch together, and she said, "This is not for the center. This is for you. Go to lunch." And one of our board members sent us a card to a coffee shop and said, "Have coffee on me." And in our personal lives and in our work life, we also experience that abundant life. And of course, there's no greater experience of abundant life than when you get to see somebody else come into eternal life, right? And in 2021, we saw four clients receive Jesus for the first time and a few people recommit their lives to him. And even those who haven't yet made that decision, we've seen some express that they now know that God loves them, that they are lovable. We've seen other moves of God in their lives, even though they're not yet at that point of receiving him as Lord and Savior. But we pray with them, we pray for them. We had an ex-client come in to bring goods, clothing and toys that her children outgrew. She does that once in a while, and she donated them. And we could tell it wasn't really time for her to leave yet, that something had to happen. So we asked, "How are you doing, and can we pray for you?" And after three of us prayed for her, while we prayed, she wept. And then after we prayed, she said, "Do you have a Bible I can read?" And we gave her a Bible very gladly, of course. And then the next time she came in, it was a similar experience. We knew it wasn't, you know, she was there for a reason, not just to bring these things. And so we talked and prayed with her, and I shared the gospel with her, and come to find out, she and her husband had both received Jesus and had been baptized, but weren't going to church, weren't reading a Bible, weren't walking, you know, in this relationship. So we were able to encourage her to do all of those things. We gave her a prayer journal and encouraged her to pray daily, you know, talk with God and read the word and go to a local church. And we're going to keep guiding her in that direction with God's guidance. So, good stuff. One of our favorite things is to see Bibles coming in and then going out. And we have the Gideons providing Bibles. And thank God, we now have four Spanish-speaking clients who work with us. And Leanne has a translator who, via phone, translates between Spanish and English so they can clearly communicate, which is lovely. And her lessons that she uses with them, the videos are in Spanish. So it's not all through a translator, but when it needs to be, Mary is there to translate. And we're so grateful for her. Brian Stewart, who's with the Gideons, actually bought Spanish Bibles with his own money because the Gideons didn't have them, and we wanted some Spanish ones to give out because we do have a large migrant population here. And we have four women from three or four different countries, actually, who are speaking Spanish. So it's a real privilege to be able to be there for them. Just last week, I'm so thankful that Leanne shares these stories with us, because it starts and ends our days with just the whole why we're here thing, you know, why the center is open. Last week, a new client told Leanne that she'd had a copy of a book called The Love Dare, but she'd lost it before she had a chance to read it. Not a believer yet, and declining prayer when Leanne offered it, she expressed intentions to acquire a new copy of this book, though. And after the session, they headed to the boutique so that the woman could use her blessing box to buy diapers for her child. And as she squatted down in front of the books to check those out, what do you think she found on the shelf? The love deer was there. We didn't know it, but God did. And so she went home with that, knowing again, it's just so sweet the way God, he doesn't have to do that, but he does. He's so personal and so specific. It's mind-blowing, right? So, at the conclusion of this woman's first session with Leanne, she declined an offer to prayer, but it doesn't usually take many sessions before clients are not only welcoming prayer, but honestly, I remember one example of when a woman just broke down weeping, and Leanne asked, "May I hug you?" And she held her while she wept, and then she said, "Will you pray for me?" And she'd been very hard before, so we just see God doing that right, left, and center. We have, I got ahead of myself a little bit, so I'll skip down. Not long ago, a male client came out of his session with Kurt. Sharon and I were at the front desk, and he stopped to talk with us, and he lamented, "This is my last session, but I don't want to stop coming." We said, "Well, don't stop then." I think he had to because of his work schedule, but he was required to take a certain number of classes, and they were completed. But he said, raved about Kurt and his time with Kurt, and he said, "I am so much better at co-parenting after these classes with Kurt. I've learned so much and I've gained so much," and we know it's true. We are just so thankful for Kurt and Randy and all of our volunteers. In February, I'll be sending letters to pertinent school staff in our region, letting them know about our services and inviting them to tour our center. I'll also offer to meet with them, and we're willing to start up sexual risk avoidance classes or programs if the school personnel are interested, but we also want to have them know about our services so that any high school students in need of our services will avail themselves of it. Would love your prayers for that, please. Historically, I think it's been hard relating with the schools, but it seems like God has put certain strong believers in positions where they might be more open, and also he's developing the relationships between us and some of the schools. So we'd like to be there early on for children. This wasn't in my notes, but I'm going to tell you just so you think, you might be thinking, wait a minute, high school? Why would you, school kids? But I'll tell you what, many years ago, decades ago, a friend of mine said to me, "Wendy, my son doesn't like his fifth grade health class textbook," or a book that, it wasn't a textbook, but a book he was required to read for his health class. She said, "He doesn't like the book, but I'm not sure why. Would you be willing to take a look at it?" I read it, and I didn't like it either. In that book, it talked about homosexual experiences being perfectly normal. It talked about if you are pregnant and you want to have an abortion, here are an address, a phone number. Here are the ways that you can arrange to have that done. Nothing about if you want to keep the baby, if you need support. Fifth grade, classroom, public school, decades ago. So I don't know what's going on now. I haven't been in a school in a long time, but it's not too early to let high schoolers know about our services, you know? So since October of 2020, we prayed for a new nurse manager of God's choosing, and boy, did he choose well. A year later, he brought us Joni Vendetti, who is now training with Kim Carlson, who's a wonderful RDMS, really qualified, really sweet, amazing woman who's volunteering her services to do at least 50 model scans on her own time with us once a week. And we're thankful for the model scan volunteers who are coming in to have those done for her practice. But it's just a team, you know, the dream team, if you ask me, at CareNet. And Sally Grout, who has been with us for ages volunteering, has been covering that whole year. And so we're just, again, thankful for everybody who volunteers and or works on staff with our team. God is using you and me to accomplish what he's doing at CareNet. Just as we couldn't do the worker ministry at CareNet without God being our ultimate director and friend, we couldn't do it without you either. You've proven yourselves faithful in prayer for us, in giving financially to cover our expenses, in material aid donations, volunteerism, encouraging us, and being the body of Christ as he leads you individually. And it's so amazing to me how individually he does provide just the right thing at just the right time, whether it's with personnel or products, and a word of encouragement, a card in the mail. It's astounding. Again, the brilliance of God and his body cooperating with him is priceless. Thanks to all of you, including those who are participating in this year's bottle drive. I forgot to bring my baby bottle up, but you've seen them all before, I'm sure. They're out at the back table. Sharon and I can give those to you happily. And there's an insert in your bulletin if you want a reminder about when they're due back. Although some people do them year-round, and I do as well. I encourage that. So when you fill one up, if you bring it back, Sharon can have new ones here for you to take if you want to keep going. When you pray for us, please include our board members who play a key role in oversight of the center, as well as our staff, volunteers, clients, and their families. The battle for lives is real. Please speak to your politicians, vote carefully, be informed, and pray for an end to abortions. We want to call what God calls good, good, and what God calls evil, evil. I want to thank Pastor Tim and Lori, who co-founded CareNet 32 years ago. The incorporation was made, and then 30 years ago, the doors were opened. We just celebrated our 30th anniversary, and interviewing people who've been involved over the years to put this together was a beautiful, humbling, and eye-opening experience for me. If you haven't had a copy, please help yourselves out on the table and have a read. There's a beautiful introduction by Tim, which blesses my socks off. And I just got to say, you know, my last thing here is that I remember my pastor from many years ago would talk about apostles who were called, had a special anointing to launch ministries. And the more I learned about your pastor and his wife, the more I learned that they are truly apostles. I mean, look, they started the pregnancy center. They started this church. They started a Christian school. They started PAC, a group for pastors. And I'm not, to be honest, I'm not sure what else, but I just know that they are movers and shakers, and we are privileged to be in their midst, and just not lifting up any man, but giving credit where credit's due, and, you know, just honoring and encouraging and thanking you for so many years of faithful obedience. And you pay a price. You pay a price. Your kids pay a price when you're in ministry. We all know that. But thank you for paying the price and doing what you're doing.
Let's stand together. I just am blessed to be a part of what God is doing, and what a privilege! What a privilege! You know, I mentioned in that 30-year thing, the first meeting, the forming this ministry, forming CareNet. Wasn't called CareNet at the time, was in our living room with some pastor friends of mine that I gotten to know in the first couple of years we've been here. And I tell a story in there about getting a phone call during that meeting. Lori comes in and, you know, interrupted the meeting. It was important. She says, you know, this is an important call. And so I excused myself from the meeting, and there was a man from our church who said, there's a woman who, and she's pregnant, a young woman. Her parents aren't supportive. She's on a medication that's not, or that's known to be harmful to unborn children. The father of the child's a drug addict. And, you know, and long story short, you know, the center didn't exist, but we did get her into a home for, pregnant teenagers at the time that existed down in Naples, and but it was just a confirmation that this was something that was from the heart of God, and you know, and just what God has done. I mean, I haven't been on the board, you know, of CareNet in over 20 years, you know, and when I see where the center has come from and where it is today. And I see the leadership, you know, from John Gerhardt, Wendy, and everyone else. You know, I just couldn't even have imagined in those early days that that the center would be what it is today. And, you know, to be over 30 years now and in a small community, you know, we had a CareNet person come, I think, for some banquet. I don't know if it was a banquet or something a number of years ago, and said, this center in this rural community is a model, you know, for other small rural communities, because they just don't, what's the lifespan of most three years in rural communities? And this ministry has just grown and has met the needs of so many people. Empowered Choices for Life, or I don't know the whole, but let's just pray together. Father, we're just so grateful for this ministry and just how you have provided. It seems like every time, and you know, even without being on the board over the past 30 years, when a director would come and we say, this is the perfect person for this time. And then they would, you know, God would call them on to something else. And I would always be so discouraged, you know, just, Lord, there couldn't be a better person. And every time, it's not that it's better, it's just for that season that you raise up the right people. And I remember, Lord, I'm so grateful for the facility that you've given this ministry now. And when they were on West Avenue, I thought the same thing. There couldn't be a better place than where they were on West Avenue. And yet you, why are we surprised? You provided a better place, a beautiful facility that is so professional and so welcoming to people. So God, we just thank you for all that is going on in that ministry and the lives that are being changed and touched. And it is an extension of the body of Christ, the Church of Jesus Christ in Orleans County. And we're just so grateful to be a part of it. And we thank you in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Well, Wendy, Sharon, others will be out in the lobby. I hope you can stay for some fellowship. Talk to Wendy. Get your baby bottle. And you know what? You were naming off folks, and I was thinking, Trudy, right? Trudy's right here. She's also a volunteer, and I was trying to think. So now, who else did I forget? But God bless you. You're dismissed. Wendy, thank you so much for coming and sharing. You're dismissed. Have a great day.